tough audience. But what a thrilling welcome.
I'm very interested, as you know, in literacy, and mostly literacy, moving towards literacy in the family.
They love their father, and he adores them. And for them to get into politics, if you're listening, you bad boys, you made your dad and mom very, very happy.
First Lady Barbara Bush. She died yesterday at the age of 92. Wife to one president and mother of another, she's remembered by many as a force in her own right. Myra Guten is professor at Rider University and author of several books about America's first ladies, including Barbara Bush, Presidential Matriarch.
Certainly what people saw was a white-haired lady with pearls who seemed to be smiling constantly and was sort of perceived as the nation's grandma for many years. And she was a doer of good works. She was someone who endorsed literacy as her White House initiative. You saw her with children. She was frequently pictured with her dogs. Privately, she was really the grandmother of her family and very supportive of all her children and grandchildren. Certainly looked forward to welcoming them during the summer to her home in Kennebunkport, Maine.
Now, Barbara Bush, I suppose, is the only woman in U.S. history to both be First Lady and First Mother, both a husband and a son, elected President of the United States. How did she approach these two roles differently? Certainly, First Lady is its own role and has an important role, but she did both.
Well, by the way, so did Abigail Adams.
Oh,
who
indeed,
was married
indeed.
To a president and then, yes, the mother of a president, John Quincy Adams. She, I believe, approached being married to the president as a real political professional. She had already served an impressive political internship by the time George W. Bush was elected president. She had been with him in China when he was our liaison to the Chinese government. She had been with him when he was the ambassador to the United Nations, and of course, all through his long political career. So I would say that she was pretty savvy and understood exactly what was required when she was in the White House. Now, as the mother of the president, I think she took a different tack. She had always had a very interesting, a very supportive and pleasant relationship with her son, George W. Bush. But I think that she also understood the stresses that he was going to be facing. And he mentioned many times that he would call his mother, they would talk things over, and he always felt supported.
Do you have a moment from her public speaking that really stands out for you?
Actually, I do. And it took place in 1990 when she was giving the commencement address at Wellesley College. This also was the one controversy that Mrs. Bush was involved in during her time at the White House. When it was announced that she was going to be the speaker, 150 of 600 seniors signed a petition saying that they didn't want her to come. They felt that anything that she had achieved in life had been as Mrs. George Bush as a result of her husband's activity, not her own. And Mrs. Bush felt that she still wanted to give the speech and that she still had some things to tell them. And the speech that she gave is really wonderful. But my favorite part comes right near the end.
Who knows? Somewhere out in this audience may even be someone who will one day follow in my footsteps and preside over the White House as the president's spouse, and I wish him well.
Well, she got a huge round of applause for
she
that
did.
Remark.
She did. That was a great moment, and it was widely reported in the press the next day.
And a bit of irony that speech was delivered at Wellesley College, the alma mater of Hillary Clinton, whom she
that
had some
right.
unkind words for during her career at times during campaigns.
She did. But also, I don't know if this is generally well known, during the 1992 campaign, when Hillary Clinton was coming in with for an awful lot of criticism, Barbara Bush had been listening to it, and she said to Mr. Bush's campaign manager at a certain point, "You've really got to tone this down. It's really going over the top, and it's enough already." And they did. They took a step back.
Well, you mentioned that Barbara Bush did have a role in policy discussions behind the scenes. She never acknowledged it. But would you describe her as a savvy political operator in her own way? I mean, she had a long career inside politics.
I think she was a savvy political operator. Everyone associated with the Bushes always said that no one had the president's back more than Barbara Bush. She was always very much attuned to criticism, particularly those criticisms that she felt were unfair. And she was a very good evaluator of talent. And she didn't keep her opinions to herself if she thought that someone was not serving the president well.
Well, it was a long and a storied life in American politics for First Lady Barbara Bush. Professor Guten, would you say that she liked public life? Did she enjoy it? She wrote about it after she left public life. Did she like it?
I think she did like it. I think that she found being on the national stage to be a little daunting. Early on, I know that the idea of public speaking was really very difficult for her. But I think that she did come to enjoy the give and take of politics. I think she enjoyed going out and meeting people. I don't think that she enjoyed some of the criticism that she thought was unfair that was leveled at the president and at members of her family. I was told on one occasion by a reporter, if the Bushes did not particularly like what you said, as a reporter, you might not have access to them again during the administration. I don't know that for sure, but that's what I was told.
And was the implication that Barbara Bush was the one controlling those strings?
Well, certainly she was one who was contributing opinion, and she was not bashful about saying how she felt.
First Lady, First Mother Barbara Bush. Myra Guten is professor at Rider University and author of Barbara Bush, Presidential Matriarch. Professor, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Todd.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.